Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, teaming up with Mary's Place. Kicks for kids. That's what we're doing, man, because these kids, they need kicks on their feet. They're going back to school, and new sneakers is what these kids need. About a couple hundred kids here in the Puget Sound that need our help. And Kicks for Kids gets it done.
Absolutely. With everything going on, I mean, it wouldn't be nice to put a smile on a kid's face right now. If you have extra money in your pocket, I know sometimes it's times are tough for some people, but a couple bucks even helps.
Yeah, every dollar does count, like Steve said. And if you can't really give anything, how about you share the link? Because maybe your friends could do it on your socials. If you want to donate, you want to give money for Kicks for Kids, just go to KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B Migs, you're a loser.
It is time
to be Migs, and let's get cracking on Thursday. Thursday, turn down for the Kraken. Okay.
Release the Kraken.
I realize it's going to be a while till we actually get to any Kraken games.
Yeah,
but
we're going to be Kraken on Thursdays for a long time.
I know. I'm committed to it. I'm wearing my Kraken pants.
You have Kraken pants?
Yeah. I got cargo shorts that are blue.
Also, it matches.
Yeah, so it matches.
See, look at that. Cargo pants.
And I got my shoes on, too. Look at the blue.
You have shoes on. That's good.
Well, they're blue shoes, and they match everything.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you dress yourself today, Ryan?
I did.
Release the
Kraken. Wearing Kraken pants.
Well, at least he's happy.
Wow. All right, then. Let's get to our contestant. We've got Jackie in Kirkland. Jackie, are you there?
She will be in a second when this button works.
There we go.
Jackie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sweet. Jackie, do you have your Kraken pants on?
No, I got my Mariner shirt on.
Oh, nice.
Close. She's very thrilled about that, doesn't she?
She likes sports.
Yeah, right.
All right. They won last night.
All right, yes. Steve, get out of here. Yeah. For those playing at home, Jackie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jackie, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Which baseball team won its 3rd straight World Series title in 2000?
Red Sox.
No.
Yankees.
Yes. What was Pharrell Williams' 2013 song named after an emotion?
Happy.
Yes. The final episode of The Golden Girls aired in what early 90s year?
92.
Yes. Ferraris are manufactured in what country?
Germany.
Ferraris are manufactured in what country?
Germany?
No.
Italy.
Yes. Who played Two-Face in the movie Batman Forever?
Beth.
What candy bar consists of salted peanuts rolled in caramel?
Payday.
Yes. What type of bread is used in a euro?
Peanut bread.
Yes. How many characters did Twitter originally restrict users to?
140.
Yes. What is the addictive chemical in cigarettes?
Nicotine.
Yes. The movie Do the Right Thing was directed by whom?
Martin Scorsese.
No. Close though. Yeah, you got 8 correct. That's pretty good,
Jackie. Very Ooh. Good.
Yeah,
I like Jackie's approach, man. She just, you know, she just got after it.
I know the Mariners won last night. She's wearing her Mariners shirt. Maybe she'll get a win this morning.
And you got your blue Kraken pants.
I know.
On.
I'm wearing my Kraken pants.
Yeah, I don't think they're Kraken pants because they're just the same color. I think.
Well, why not?
They probably have a logo or some sort of Kraken-ish thing on. You have a Kraken shirt on.
Yeah, well.
You just have a pair of shorts on.
If I drew like a little S on it or something somewhere, yes. Would that count then?
That's unofficial, and I think we'd have to sue you.
Oh, man.
Brett has every shade of blue on right now.
He really does. Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. My shoes are blues.
Yeah.
I got my Kraken pants, which are blue.
I think we did cover all that, but thanks for
my shirt is blue. It's got different kind of blues in it because it's got the Seattle Kraken logo.
I feel like I'm talking to somebody who has...
Release the Kraken!
What's that? I'm sorry. I feel like I'm talking to somebody who just has a concussion.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know,
oh, it's perfect for hockey.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Steve?
Release the Kraken!
Thank you. Which baseball team won its third straight World Series title in 2000?
Third straight World Series title? Crap. The Boston Red Sox.
No.
I can see it, but I can't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is annoying me right now. A's?
No.
I pass.
Wow. What was Pharrell Williams' 2013 song named after an emotion?
Happy.
Yes. The final episode of The Golden Girls aired in what early 90s year?
91.
No.
92.
Yes. Ferraris are manufactured in what country?
Italy.
Yes. Who played Two-Face in the movie Batman Forever?
William Dafoe.
No.
Oh.
Well, that'd be cool.
Crap.
Wow.
Jared Leto.
No.
Man. Timothy Oliphant.
No.
Oh, nice name.
What candy
nice
bar consists of salted peanuts rolled in caramel?
Payday.
Yes. What type of bread is used in a euro?
Pita.
Yes. How many characters did Twitter originally restrict users
140.
To? Yes. What is the addictive chemical in cigarettes?
Nicotine.
Yes. The movie Do the Right Thing was directed by who?
Spike Lee.
Yes. And Steve starts kind of weak, ends very strong. But gets a tie. Jackie and Steve tie the game.
And Steve is going to be so mad at himself because he could have had the win.
I know.
I'm brain farting on the baseball team.
You're such an idiot.
Well, yeah.
I can't believe you missed that baseball one.
Yeah, and Jackie, you are, by the way, you're a girl after my own heart. Gotta love a girl that knows baseball. Yeah, that's, I mean, the fact that she picked the two teams you would pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Steve, you picked one of the teams you'd pick. I can't believe
the Yankees.
Yeah. How did you not pick the Yankees?
I don't even get why you didn't even
anything,
say
why
it.
Wouldn't you just guess them?
I, you know, honestly wasn't paying attention to the years.
Yeah.
And, man.
You said it a couple times.
But even still, if you're not sure.
Just said this.
Always say the Yankees if you're not sure, because they're always in the conversation.
You're right.
Usually I'm going to. Like, a lot of the times, I mean, I'm not really following baseball that much. Yankees might almost always be the answer.
Jackie, thank you for playing. You were awesome.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. And, this is why that World Series win for the Red Sox was so big, because the Yankees were dominant. Mm-hmm. They won those 3 years in a row. Then they came back with that home run from Aaron Boone in 2003. So they had won, like, 4 World Series in a span of just a few years.
Damn.
And so the Red Sox fans were demoralized as they were down 3-0, thinking in 2004, here it is again. The Yankees are going to win the 5th World Series, probably.
But what did they do?
Yeah.
They reversed that curse, right? They did that.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
I mean, they came back, won 4 in a row, and then went on to win the World Series after that. That's why it was such a huge win for Boston fans, because the Yankees were dominant in you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, man. They were the team to beat.
And I know this is going to be one that you get, BJ,
yes,
who played Two-Face in Batman Forever.
Good old Tommy Lee Jones.
Yep, Tommy Lee Jones.
That's him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With Jim Carrey.
With Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
Old grizzled dude, and you kind of went with every other one.
I know. William Dafoe kind of reminds me of him. Tommy Lee Jones.
I would love that. I would love to see him as that.
The way that Joel Schumacher did that, making it the campy sort of, like, you know, homage to the 60s Batman, I believe that William Dafoe would have been better cast. Ooh, Tommy Lee Jones, to me, he's a very serious actor, and he hammed it up as best as he could. Just was too Tommy Lee Jones. It looked forced. Whereas William Dafoe's Green Goblin was great.
I wonder. I'm going to have to go back and watch it. I think I'm going to appreciate it a little bit older. I didn't really appreciate it when I was younger because I wanted that cool, badass, you know, the dark, gothic sort of Batman.
Are you a fan of the Adam West Brubaker?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, if you look at it that way, you can appreciate what Joel was trying to do because he really was trying to give a nod to the 60s Batman TV show, including with the holy rusted metal line Robin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was all, you know, the bright colors and the goofiness of it all. It just unfortunately didn't translate because of the fact that it was too close to what we loved, and that was Tim Burton's Batman.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, Steve, on tying.
Yeah. If you tie Steve, I don't get a song, so come on, people. Get it together. That's all I'm saying.
That's the first New York question Steve did not know.
That is, I know. I was sitting here and I didn't want to say a word. I thought
given it away if you said something.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's why I sat here just silently going, that's amazing that he's just totally just like blind to that answer.
Mounted a good, strong comeback.
Yeah, you did. Hey, listen.
Fell flat.
Every once in a while, you have one that gets away.
Mm-hmm.
So the National Park Service, they put up a Facebook post yesterday because apparently people need to be told this. They're saying, hey, guys, please don't push your slower friends down in the attempts of saving yourself when you encounter a bear.
Oh, so like people are sacrificing their friend? Because like, oh, he's coming at us. If I throw my friend down, he'll be caught before me.
Yeah, and I blame The Walking Dead for this because that was a very that was the Shane maneuver, as everybody remembers. One of the last episodes that Shane was in is it was the beginning of his end. Was he pushed down this heavy set guy so the zombies would get
poor
him?
Otis.
Yeah, poor Otis.
Damn.
Yeah.
It makes me think of like horror films. I remember being younger and like if Jason Voorhees is, I don't know why I'd ever be in this scenario, but if Jason Voorhees is like chasing me and my friends, would I trip one of my friends? Because eventually he catches one of you.
Yeah, it's like that's the old line. I don't have to run faster than whatever's chasing me. I just have to run faster than you.
Right. And if you ever see me run, that means I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So I need to figure out how to slow someone else down.
So this is interesting because I guess, this is good information because a lot of us like to go out. Well, we live in the Pacific Northwest and we love to go out and be in nature and travel to other states like Wyoming where there are plenty of bears. And they're saying this is what you need to do if you encounter a bear. Don't run. Don't climb a tree. Don't push your friends down. So then you're like, all right, fine. What the hell am I supposed to do, you know, if Yogi's right there and he's not happy to see me? They're saying stay calm, slowly move away, and walk sideways while you keep eye contact with the bear. Apparently, all of that is non-threatening to Yogi. He has no problem with that.
Huh.
So, which is exactly what, you know, when your body's in fight-or-flight mode, the last thing you want to do is calmly walk away looking at the thing that's scaring the S out of you and then all of a sudden do a slow sideways walk like that.
I thought you were supposed to do this.
No! You f*** off!
Yeah.
Work for that guy.
I don't know. Is that for census takers? I don't know. What is that scare away? I'm not sure. Telemarketers, that's what that's
for. It's so funny you bring this up, though, that my buddy Tom, I just saw on his Facebook page, he just moved into a new house, and he's like, as my wife said, you wanted to live in the woods, and he shot the video, and there's just a bear hanging on their backyard.
There it is.
That would be a really awkward moment
for me. I don't want to live that much in the woods. No. There are people that want to be
off the grid a little bit.
Yeah, they want to be out deep. They like, I don't want to see my neighbors. And I'm like, I don't mind having a little space, you know, or even just nice tree covering to make it look like I can't see my neighbors. But I don't want to be where Yogi comes flying by. That ain't cool.
Yeah, that'd be the moment where I'm like, babe, we're building a fence.
Yeah,
right.
We're building an electric fence.
Electric.
That's
fence.
What
okay.
We're going to be doing. Barbed wire and everything. Blank that bear.
I definitely just want to make it more difficult for that bear to get into my backyard.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Whatever. I don't care. You make it a chain link fence that blends in with the environment if you can't make it with the green links or something. But I am not leaving myself undefended against Yogi.
Man, a bear is not going to be stopped by a fence. Did you see the video of the bear breaking into the house?
Yeah, I just figured, though, the bear might think about going to the other house if a fence is in the way.
Especially if it's an electric fence.
All right, okay.
Hey, listen, you heard what Ren and Stimpy said.
Huh?
Don't pee on the electric fence.
Oh,
the bears know
that's
this.
Right, yeah.
And that'll be the first thing.
Hey, bear, don't do that.
Yeah. I might actually put a sign on there. Hey, bears, feel free to pee on the electric fence. Just so they know.
Because bears can read.
Yes, they can.
No, I'd put a fence up and spray paint this.
No!
Yeah.
You f*** off!
I'm sorry to name that.
Did that work for that
off,
guy?
Bear. It did.
I guess, yeah, because how do we get the recording? I guess he is still alive.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ah!
Which By the way, he did exactly the opposite of everything they tell you to do if you see a bear.
Right.
You know, it worked. The bear was just like, what the F is this idiot doing? You know?
Someone says you can chase black bears. They're more scared of you than you are of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you go ahead and go try that.
See, you know what? There's never going to be a time I'm going to try and prove that right.
I've heard that.
Tommy the Texter says that, and yet this is from the National Park Service. Who should I believe? Tommy. The Texter? Okay, yeah.
Tommy the Texter.
Or UF off guy? I don't know. Who am I supposed to
Well, be? We have visual proof that the F off guy was right.
Yeah, right.
Is the National Park Service trying to get me eaten?
Yes.
Is that like Tommy the Texter really knows what he's doing, and then I'm the guy going, I'll just look at you while you come at me.
Man, when I went to Yellowstone, they put the fear of bear into you. They just say that bears are just going to be everywhere, and we got the bear mace and never had to use it, thank goodness, and now it's just at home.
Oh. Well, I do know loud noises, they told us, and so I can't. They said, have rocks with you and bang rocks while you're walking every once in a while. And so my wife is looking at me as we're alone, and I've just got these two big rocks in Wyoming, and I'm just banging the hell out of them.
No bears around here.
Well, I figured that's what's supposed to scare them, loud noises. I'm like, all right. So, and the rocks echo really nicely, so I guess that's sort of...
Look at you making music.
Yeah, so I'm like, bear! Boy, I was banging that weekend. Not my wife, though, but...
They made it a point to say, do not climb a tree. Both grizzlies and black bears can climb trees.
Yeah, way better than you.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you know what then? Just bang rocks, baby.
Yep.
Yeah. And get that bear mace and an electric fence. And you should be fine. Why would someone build a scaffold around his neighbor's car when the neighbor didn't ask for it? You're going to hear why. You're going to hear from both of them, too. It's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So there's a car owner in the UK. Hello. Who had to call the police recently when he discovered that a scaffold had been built around his vehicle. The metal structure was perfectly surrounding his car and fixed in place by a trailer cemented into the ground next to it. Wow, this guy really went into whoever did this. According to the police, it was a result of a neighborly dispute over a parking space.
Oh, boy. Parking brings out the best of people.
Oh, it surely does. According to the cops, it was, like I said, a neighborly dispute, and the officer said, I know this job throws up many different things, but I have never seen anything like it before. Apparently, the civil matter has since been resolved, but man, yeah, it's like, okay, you're going to park where you're not supposed to park. Guess what? You're not getting out of there.
I mean, that's next level douchiness, though.
It surely is.
Do you think they had a conversation, or did they just escalated to this? You think they had at least like a talk about it?
That is a really good question. It really is tough to know. People just do what they do. And, if there's passive aggression involved, mm-hmm. I am a much more direct person. I could see me in my older days, if I had the ability to do this, I would do this. Because I hate passive aggressiveness. I just hate it so much. And sometimes people just, that's how they approach you. So maybe he was just like, I'm done. You know, if there was any kind of conversation, maybe he's like, you know what? I'm not, this is ridiculous.
Imagine that first moment you walked out to your car, you got to get to work, and then you're like, what the F is going on here?
Yeah, especially if you really are clueless. Like, maybe you just thought, this is great, I got a parking space. You didn't realize you were really upsetting anybody. This would be a shock to you. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, how is it resolved? Like someone punching someone in the face?
Yeah.
Like, thanks, jackass.
That's, I think, what would happen. I think a lot of people would go, if I find out who did this, yeah, they're going to get a slap.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
And it's hard not to believe this is a petty thing. You know, I don't care what the reason is somebody took your parking spot. The fact that you would scaffold them in and trap them with all this shit is just, that's, you got issues. There's no doubt about it. But you know what? We all do. And we've all been petty at one time in our life. And I'm wondering, how about you? What petty thing did you do? Or what was the pettiest thing done to you? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What petty thing did you do? Or what is the pettiest thing that's been done to you? Your calls, your text, after Three Doors Down on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A man built scaffolding around his neighbor's car after an argument over a parking space. It is pretty epic. It was just so intense that the guy could not move his vehicle. There was cement in there in place, so he could not get out of that scaffolding. And that was a pretty petty thing for the person to do, all because of a parking space. And we're wondering, how about you? What petty thing did you do, or what was the pettiest thing done to you? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to George in Tacoma. George, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, George. How about you? Were you the one that was petty, or was somebody petty to you?
Oh, I was very petty. Back in high school, I messaged my ex-girlfriend on Facebook and asked her where we went to prom dinner. I completely knew where we went to prom dinner. I just wanted her to tell me so she can ask why. And I was telling her that I'm taking my new girlfriend there for prom dinner this year.
There you go. That's how you get it done right there, George. You know what?
What was her reaction when you said that?
Oh, she was pissed. She blocked me instantly.
Woo! Well, that's what you get, right? That's what you get when you're the girlfriend that says goodbye.
Blocked,
you
know, and muted.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Nice. Nice move, George. Well, you know, sometimes you just got to get it out of your system, you know? It's just, especially when you're young and you got those first loves, you just never think you're ever going to love anybody again. And you never think your heart's ever going to be broken like this again.
And then any opportunity to be petty, I guess you're going to jump at, especially when you're that young.
Oh, yeah. All the energy, all the emotions, you've never felt it before. It's a beating. You know, it really is a beating. So I think that was rather tame compared to what people have done.
Someone says, the pettiest thing I did was somebody parked in front of the garage of my townhouse. I postponed my plans, and I loosened all the lug nuts on one wheel. Then I waited. Ha ha.
Whoa. I am happy that I haven't pissed off somebody that much.
Yeah.
You know, that somebody...
I don't think I'd be that mad at somebody that I would do something like that.
Yeah. I know that, you know, my wife is, you know, basically throwing like a whole bunch of hot pepper on my meal one time. She did that.
I think that's so awesome.
Yeah. It was that Italian red crushed hot pepper you get, and because of its color, blends right in, ruined my whole damn meal. Oh man, was I pissed.
And it made her whole damn meal awesome.
Oh, she was just, you know, she was having a great time. So
how long until she admitted that she did it?
Oh, it was quick.
Okay, I didn't know if like she just was like, "That's so weird. I wonder why they made it so spicy."
Yeah, that was because then I looked at the jar. You know, the jar is empty. Oh. You know, the thing that's on the table. So it's pretty much like, you know, I mean, it wasn't too difficult to figure out the crime.
This one's funny. It's very simple, and I think it's very petty. I went back to someone's Instagram profile, and unlike all the pictures that I previously liked. That'll get them.
I'll show you, boy. That's a lot of work. Yeah. But I guess if it makes you feel better.
It sounds like something I'll do on Reddit. If someone makes a crappy comment to me, I'll go into their profile and I'll downvote every single one of their stuff for like 3 pages.
That'll learn them.
Yeah, that'll teach them. They'll lose internet points. But it makes me feel good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And who are you really hurting?
It does nothing. It literally does zero, but it makes me feel good, so.
I guess that's the key to life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even though I look at it and go, what? Yeah. Let's go to Cheyenne in South Dakota. Cheyenne, you are on The Rock.
Morning, gentlemen.
All right, Cheyenne, were you the petty one or somebody petty to you?
I was the petty one.
Yeah,
so
baby.
I used to work in radio, and there was a guy that every morning and every day used to say I was full of horse S for one reason or another. And so on my last day there, I brought them all cheese sticks, but I also brought in some actual horse ass disguised as brownies that I let him touch. Did not let him eat it, but I let him touch.
So you basically, he picked one up to have it, and then you're like, okay, you better put that down because that's not a brownie. Oh, he's gone. All right, well, congratulations.
Yeah, the petty thing, a real SE thing to do.
Yeah, it surely is. Wow, it's so weird that a radio guy would have done that.
Well, mine involves radio.
Oh, really?
Shocking. It's something I do every day that's very petty.
What's that?
Every day?
I don't like this at all.
I know, right?
What has been happening to us, guys?
We're the only ones in the
Look
building
at that
for the
grin on
much.
His face.
Yeah, that's not good. So, a while back, a listener complained. I've shared this with you guys, but someone, they complained about me ending the Migs report that we do at 6:20 by saying that's the Migs report and that's what's up.
Oh, right.
Because I said it once and you made fun of me. And then so I said it again a couple of times just because you thought it was silly. So I'm like, oh, I'll just keep doing it for a couple of times. But just like any dumb idea that I have, eventually it's going to fizzle out.
Yeah.
Well, somebody wrote like a text that was very angry and hated that I did it. Like they were just like so pissed off. They're like, I'm going to stop listening if you keep saying and that's what's up. And ever since then, I continue to say and that's what's up on the Migs report solely to troll that one person.
Nice.
It's amazing. There's no other reason why I say it. It's just because I know it pisses off at least one person.
Nice dedication.
And they were like being a douche on the text line. So I'm like, all right, you don't like it? I'm going to do it forever now. Yeah. And that's petty.
Yeah, you're the wrong guy to try to basically complain to about anything because you'll just keep doing it.
Right. If you hate it, I want to do it more.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to learn that early on about you. It's like, you know what? This approach is not going to work with Steve. I cannot tell him about anything that I do or don't like, especially that I don't like, because Steve will be like, oh, really?
And you don't like Dominic the Donkey?
Exactly.
Gosh, right? Yeah, you made him leave the room.
I left the room, and then I had to have a meeting with myself and say, dude, you are going about this the wrong way. Steve will stop playing it if you stop having a reaction to it, which is exactly what I did.
If it stops bugging you, then it's no fun.
That's right? I've had to learn that in my life. It's only taken me 100 years, that's but so I think funny. I've sort of figured it out.
Like, if that texture came back and said, you know what, looking back on it, I absolutely love that when you're saying that's what's up. That'd probably be the last day that I do it.
Yeah. And really, when I think about it, like anything that like that bothers me, like Dominic the Donkey, he's like, who? It's just a stupid little song.
It's like 5 seconds.
Why am I going crazy over this? And that's the thing in life, you know, when people like 90 to maybe 95% of something, mm-hmm. and they just basically focus on the 5% they don't like, and to the point where they're going to write you a nasty email, like, hey, buddy, did you ever write us an email about how much you love the show and tell Steve everything you love about what he does? No, because. Well, why would you take time to do that? You only want to take time for misery.
Right.
Which, by the way, I'm saying it because I know this myself. That's all I ever did was take time for misery. I never took time for pleasure. I never took time for praise, but I would take time for misery. Even if it was a small percentage of my life that I was upset with, I would really spend 100% of my time on that.
This person is very simple. My wife and son started watching a Netflix show on Netflix that I wanted to watch, so I changed the passwords.
Oh.
And so I guess what, because you need to all watch it together?
We watch it together as a show, as a family show.
Yeah.
And now they're already 6 episodes in on me. Well,
it's funny, I got mad at my wife for that a couple times. And I did for a while, like Dead to Me started up its second season. I thought, oh, wow, I'll be looking forward to seeing what happened. It's something we can watch together. And then she's like, oh, I've already started watching it. And I'm like, what are you doing?
So I know like you can have... You can have it like different users on your like Netflix. Like,
right? And
like,
Amazon Prime just started that too.
So when you do that, like let's just say I love Parks and Rec and I've already started and I'm logged in as Steve. And then like my wife will log in. She also wants to watch Parks and Rec. When she's logged in as herself, I know this is probably, I should just get Netflix for Dummies, but I'm asking you guys. If she logs in as herself, can she, and she clicks on Parks and Rec, will it start at episode 1 of season 1 or will it pick up where I'm watching it?
It should. But, I mean, that's the whole like
either or question. Your answer was yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I was going with the first one where it's...
He's right, Vicky.
Yeah. Which one will it do?
Vicky, yes. Vicky was already saying yes in her head before you got before you got to the or, which would be right. Negative.
Is it A or B?
Yes. It's A or B, buddy. Hope that helped.
It's like my brain was loading. It's like, yes, let me finish my thought. And then it just kind of went to buffer mode.
Yeah, you gotta know if you're buffering.
Okay. Yeah, I'm buffering right now.
So which is the yes to?
If she's on her own, it will automatically start at the beginning.
Nice. Yeah, that's the whole idea of profiles. If it didn't work that way, I'd be like, what is the point? Because I do have some other services that have profiles, and I made my own profile, and right now I'm having a devil of a time of it figuring out where the hell I am in the show. It's so frustrating. And I'm not going to mention Hulu's name because I don't want to, you know.
That would be disrespectful to Hulu.
But I don't understand what I have to do to get it to be on the episode that I just watched. I've got it on a couple, but then there's this one show that I always have to go, all right, it's put me at the beginning again. I got to go through and just scroll through. I don't know what I'm doing wrong because the other episodes work. But for some reason with this one show, Hulu's like, too bad. I can't figure it out. And there's another thing that you and I share. Same thing. I have to go back again. So I know it's not me because I make it work on Netflix and I make it work on other things. So it's got to be a user interface, which I bet is probably copyrighted, which is why they got to come up with another way to do that.
Wouldn't it be funny if somebody was just being petty with you, like Sarah or something, and she was going and resetting it so that way every time you logged in, it started you on the wrong episode?
Funny enough about the petty things that you do.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I do share an account with Timmy the Troll.
Oh.
Who's Timmy the Troll? Rev.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And basically, even though, you know, when you sign into these things, it says, which one do you want to pick? And you're not locked out. It's not like it's password protected. So I could go into, you could go into your wife's account, Steve, and do the same thing to her where you'd start her in the middle every time.
Hey, BJ. But we're too lazy. We just stay with one account.
Yeah. Hey, BJ, how's that binge on Deep Space Nine going for
you? Yeah, thanks, buddy. That's really great. That's probably what's going on. Because sometimes that happens too with Deep Space Nine. It's like all of a sudden I can't get to the episode that I was on. I'm like, I don't understand it. It normally just starts the next episode. Why am I back on season one, episode one?
My favorite petty thing to do is get on other people's Hulu's accounts and watch stuff like My Little Pony.
Yeah, that's great.
Friendship is magic.
Mm-hmm. And that can be a beating, like if you share a YouTube account. I mean, my wife and I basically share the same YouTube account, mm-hmm. so the history is really great to watch and see what she's looking into. I don't think she realizes I can see it, because there are some things that I think that I go, you're wondering about this, and you're wondering about that, and oh, that's what's going on in your life.
Is
and
she
I,
watching that tutorial, How to Deal with an Annoying Husband again?
Oh, of course. But it is interesting when you share an account,
because
when you do anything on Google, you feel like it's just, you know, or YouTube or whatever, you think it's just you.
Sometimes I'll even just delete things off of my history on my YouTube just because I'm afraid someone will see what I watched a YouTube video on. And it's like the dumbest thing, but I'm just like, the benefits of this faucet. I'm like, if someone sees that I'm watching that, that seems so ridiculous. So I'm just going to delete it from my history. Like, it never happened.
Is that more or less embarrassing than when you have to Google and you see all your little results and it's like, how do you spell this word? How do you spell that word?
Yeah,
I feel like it's about the same.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what my history is like right now. Let's see what's going on.
Oh, it's probably wrestling.
Wrestling. Some Chris Cornell videos.
Oh, yeah.
Two rocking grannies watching a Corey Taylor song.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
Wrestling. More wrestling.
Yeah.
And how to get bigger shoulders at home.
Okay, that's the embarrassing one. Okay, that to me is a little bit more embarrassing. Is that how to get bigger shoulders? You want to be swole? You want to get pumped up?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Just checking out the barbarian body.
Good for you, buddy. Well, we got an 8-year-old who's doing something really awesome. And it's going to make us adults feel like selfish idiots. You're going to hear from him at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.